Welcome back, students of Night School Horror. As shadows lengthen in the second semester, prepare for a chilling curriculum. Unearth the unknown as we delve deeper into the abyss. This semester, we elevate the darkness, where nightmares become lessons. Class is now in session. May you all survive this semester.
In one piece.
Good evening, class. Welcome back to Night School Horror. I am joined by two students today, and before we get into it, I just want to say, what a great night. You know, it's a great night for a pop quiz.
Aww.
At least I think so.
Fine.
I think it's a great night for a pop quiz. Don't you guys agree?
My stomach was hurting this morning for a reason, and I know I didn't want to come to class today. But I said, I'm going to suck it up because I may learn something amazing today, but now I'm really pissed.
No, you know what? What's up?
Excuse me. Can I use the bathroom?
Are you trying to get out of this pop quiz or do you actually have to go?
Yes.
Very good.
Well, before we get into it, what is up, guys? I am Ace, Florida's favorite creep, and I am joined today by, I will start with the movie guy, Bay,
Mr.
Tommy James.
Hello, Sabrina. Yes, thank you so much for having me come to class today to take a pop quiz. As we know, in the pop quizzes, I am currently the champion, because, again, I am the movie guy, Bay, and a lot of these questions do follow movies, so... very excited to defend my crown.
And you know, you may actually learn something today from it, because
I learned
every time
about
I play trivia,
time.
I go, oh, I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
is now a fun factoid that I get to tell people for no reason.
I now know that line was from Misery.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's in millions of movies, but it for some reason was in Misery.
Let me give you a little bit of another quiz. Who was Buffy Summers' witch friend? In Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Allison Hannigan.
Do you remember her character's name?
Willow.
Hey, see, you learned something from the last pop quiz.
That's because that's Jeff Hardy's evil version of himself in wrestling, and I remember that too. But it is Allison Hannigan. I was correct.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, but we are not alone. We also have the longest reigning and defending Who You Got champion.
Mm-hmm.
I do not remember how many days, because I have not looked at my calendar today yet, but it's probably on there, because it's on there every day. But we got Mr. Malave.
Oh, yes. It's Mr. Malave, a.k.a. Matthew Malave, the longest reigning Who You Got champion. And don't worry about it, Sabrina. Unlike you, I'll let you know about the days instead of not letting me know about this pop quiz, because I'm not ready. I'm not even ready for this, right?
So I think you are.
So, you know what? Don't interrupt when I'm telling you the days. You know what? Take a guess now. Now you get to take a guess.
162.
The hell is that? The hell? Do you not pay attention in class?
Again, I haven't looked at my calendar
last week.
Yet.
I told you, we're well into the 600s.
Yeah, that's a week.
Well,
62 was my actual guess. Not 100.
662.
Ignore
me. What was it last episode?
641
or something.
641, baby.
641. So now you're at 648.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. You can do math. That's awesome.
That's part of my job. I gotta know how to add.
Well,
it's not mine.
Definitely. No. Well,
technically, yes. You gotta know how many bags are in the back of
the truck. It's actually not, because it's all counted for me. That's the bulk job.
Oh, wow.
That's true. Well, you gotta know how many fucking, you know, rounds you have.
That's true.
That's not math. That's just counting.
No.
I'm not adding anything.
Math is math counting.
Math is counting.
I think that's the definition. Like,
I've never once counted in trig. Okay, shut up.
I like that. She was like, wait, well, fuck you. Like, no, fuck you.
Either way, your champ is upon us. It's the only champion that matters. Tommy over here saying, well, I am the champion of pop quiz. Who gives
champion.
A shit? All right? El champion. It's all right. It's okay.
You know, give me something, okay? I have a little win that I got last time, And so,
how many stars do you get on your paper? What, like 3 gold stars?
I didn't get any stars.
Actually, on the pop quiz,
is it on the fridge?
You know,
is it on the fridge?
No, yes.
I did give him 100% credit on that pop quiz last time.
Wow.
That's and right. You know what? The best thing about the pop quiz is that half of your grade is just showing up.
Yes.
So welcome, guys. You already got 50% of this quiz.
Ooh, math is mathing. You say, you
yeah.
Know.
You can't, numbers don't lie. Numbers can't lie.
So we got, I'll tell you guys how it works, because I remember Matt was unfortunately out sick that day.
Because I knew there was
class.
A pop quiz. I mean, no, I was. At my stomach hurt.
Yeah, that's what I was told by the office, and that's what I'm going to stick with, even if I know the truth. So there are 3 rounds, you guys. Only 3 rounds. That is 20 questions total. The first 2 rounds consist of 5 questions. The third round consists of 10 questions in a lightning round where you guys are going to have to be really quick to the draw for me to call on you for it. However, if the person gets the question wrong in the lightning round, the other person has a chance to steal for it.
Fair.
Nice.
In the first 2 rounds, you do not have an option to steal. If both of you get the question wrong, I will just retcon that answer as I'm not sure if you guys remember in primary school where it's, you know, if everyone got a question on a quiz wrong, teacher just threw that question out because it's a bad question.
The fuck?
Didn't have that.
That never happened in Brooklyn.
That was, you got it wrong.
Yeah, that just means everyone in class wasn't paying attention when the teacher covered it.
The teacher would be like, really? Well, I know what we're going to do next class. Like,
well, I know what this. We're going to have to, yeah, that's the next lesson.
Because, you know, in trivia, sometimes these questions are horribly outdated.
That is true.
No.
So if it's literally wrong, I'm just going to throw it out because, God forbid, we look it up and
that's
it's
fair.
Completely different from what it is. So
that's fair.
I like that.
That's
fair. I'm not going to do what the Brooklyn teachers did and say, you know what? Fuck you both. You just weren't paying attention. It's wrong.
You're all fucking idiots.
I don't do that. And you know, the best thing about these pop quizzes is the only thing you need to study is to like horror, enjoy it, watch it, read it, whatever you want, just to be a horror lover. So, you know, even our previous episodes may help you in this pop quiz.
Nice.
All those listeners, all of our soon-to-be enrollees, hopefully.
They you know, should play
go back,
with
listen
us.
To some,
the listeners
you can
should
absolutely
play, with us.
Play at home with us and, you know, hopefully you get at least a little enjoyment out of getting the questions right. And if you get them wrong,
let us know.
Who cares? Enjoy it. But hit us up on the social medias and let us know, like, hey, if you have a trivia question that I haven't asked yet, you know, let me know. I'd love to ask these guys.
Yeah.
But without further ado, and to proceed with our schedule, we're going to get right into it.
Didn't we say to stop with the schedule thing?
Yeah, we said we both knew.
It says that we're getting in on it.
That's going to be a new thing now, huh?
I hate it so much, but I can't.
Thank you to Hammer Films and Strike Media for this, now that we're going to be saying schedule. Thank you, Eddie Izzard, for you saying that. British
you
people.
Bastard.
All right. Are you guys ready for the first round?
Ready.
Yay.
All right. Got my questions here. I'm going to shuffle them up real quick so there's no particular order. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Here we go. First question. What 2008 vampire movie was filmed and set in Sweden?
Yep. Set in Sweden?
In Sweden.
Oh, me.
Tommy.
Me.
Let the right one in.
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy with the first point on the board.
That's right. It's a Swedish movie. That's right. And I like that movie.
It is a Swedish film.
And I'm sitting there making a joke about it, going like, what the fuck kind of question? Oh, wait, I like this movie. Hold on.
Yeah. I do like this movie, too. I was like, damn, in 2008, I know Twilight came out, but that's not in Sweden. All right, go ahead.
That's in hell.
No.
It's in hell, definitely.
All right. Second question.
Yep.
What country was the 2005 movie Wolf Creek set in?
Me.
Me. Oh, come on.
Tommy had it first.
We did this on an episode, Mr. Malave.
Yeah,
it's Australia, baby.
Come on. Good job.
We even said
Australia
he had a knife.
Australia.
The motherfucker had a knife.
As soon as you said Wolf Graham, I was like, I got a knife.
He got a knife. That motherfucker had a knife.
Damn it.
You were so close, Matt. That's Mick Taylor. I saw Tommy's hand right here when yours was coming up here.
Mick Taylor.
Sons of bitches.
All right.
All right, let's go.
You ready? You feel fired up?
No, I'm scared.
Come on, you're good.
Gotta be cool.
All right, let's go.
This is one of my favorite movies, and I feel like if one of you don't get it immediately, I'm going to be a little sad.
Here comes the D-list movie.
But you know?
Yep.
You know, I'm just gonna read it. In what movie did mispronouncing Klaatu, Barada, Nikto result in a deadite attack? Tommy, you already had your hand up.
Evil Dead.
I will give you a half a point for that. Yes.
Ooh.
Oh.
Army of Darkness.
Yes.
Matt gets the full point.
Very good, Matt. Boom. Very good. Yeah, very good. Very good. The mispronouncing part.
The mispronouncing part.
That was the key word there.
Yeah.
And I know that's one of her favorite movies, too. She likes the Evil Dead franchise.
I love Evil Dead. Evil Dead is awesome. I'm probably going to wind up trying to find the Evil Dead musical again and go see it. And I would love to review it with you guys.
Yeah.
Because holy shit, not only is it a great movie, if you have a chance to go see Evil Dead the musical, bring a poncho or don't. Just don't open your mouth.
Nice.
And enjoy the show.
Sweet.
All right.
Sweet.
Question number 4.
I'm ready.
How did young Jason Voorhees meet his demise at Camp Crystal Lake?
Matt got his hand up quick.
He drowned.
Good job, Matt. Another point on the board.
That was quick.
He was like, oh,
I'm not even putting my fucking hand up.
Young Jason Voorhees, I'm just gonna raise my hand. I'm a little skeptical on the show that's gonna happen with him and him being young, because it's just gonna be a bunch of bullying. There's not much anyway.
It's gonna be bullying at a camp. Mm-hmm. And it's like I don't want young Jason Voorhees. That's not where the killing happened. It's just unfortunate and sad.
We will get boobs though.
We will get boobs. I will still watch it.
Sure.
I'm just sad.
All right, I'm back.
All right.
I had technical difficulties real quick. I couldn't hear you for 2 seconds, but I'm here.
All right, that's good.
you all good now?
Yeah, I'm good now.
Now we can't hear the questions.
We got question number 5. Last of the first round.
So nervous.
Who wrote the 1981 film An American Werewolf in London?
Who wrote it?
Who wrote the 1981 film An American Werewolf in London?
This is a tough one.
Who wrote the fucking book? The movie. Who wrote the movie?
Yes.
Who wrote the movie?
Yes. I don't know who wrote the movie. The film? I don't know writers. I know you're going to say the name, and I'm going to be like, oh, really?
There's a room full of writers.
Yeah, there's like 18 writers in a room. Who wrote the movie? I don't know.
There's always one person that writes the...
Like the main script.
The script. Oh. And then the writers come in and...
It's not happening right now.
Damn it.
It's not happening. I don't know writers like that. I'll take a shot in the dark.
Yeah.
You're taking a shot in the dark?
I'm just taking a shot in the dark.
Or do you want to call it and I get you a different question?
Well, if we both get it wrong...
Remember, if neither one of you get it, I just retcon it.
Exactly.
But
I might as well take
if one
a shot
person
in the dark,
answers,
right?
The other person has an opportunity to steal.
We're not going to get it right, so what if we take a shot in the dark?
Yeah.
If you take a shot in the dark and both of you get it wrong, then no problem.
Question over.
Yeah.
All right.
Both of you taking the shot in the dark?
I don't care.
Well, because Tommy does... And you don't steal it. That just means that I don't retcon it. You don't get a new question.
Yeah, we move on to the next round.
I say we get a new question.
Fine, new question.
You want a new question?
Yeah.
Can you give us the answer?
What's the answer?
I can at the end.
Ah, okay.
At the end of the first round, I will give you the answer to that.
Was it Ridley Scott? Because that was going to be my, my shot at the target.
I was going to say John Carpenter.
No. All right. I'll wreck on that. I'll let you guys know at the end. So, last question. Ooh. What TV show remake is based on a 1985 movie starring Michael J. Fox as a high school basketball player? Tommy.
Teen Wolf.
Good job, Tommy.
As soon as you said Michael J. Fox, I raised my hand and you already had your hand up, you bitch.
Yeah, wasn't happening.
All right. That concludes the end of the first round. And before I give you guys this answer, I just want to know, how y'all feeling?
I'm winning.
Feeling good. Feeling good? Yeah, shut up with your win.
It's close, though. It's not like it's fucking... I should be whipping your ass right now, technically, but...
Well, Tommy, if I'm not mistaken, I remember your victory came from the third round.
That's true.
Lightning round.
I went off.
Rapid fire.
I got the Jaws question. I went fucking off on that point.
Yeah. I was surprised.
Google's not Googling for me, and I'm fucking...
For those of you that don't know, I just pull cards and shuffle them and have them set up. Like counted out for each round. I don't look at them beforehand. So the fact that Tommy got the Jaws question on the last pop quiz just was fake.
And I made the joke about it.
Universal lining.
I made the joke about give me a Jaws question. She started to read it. She didn't finish the question. And I'm like, yep, come on, let's go.
He was already smacking the table on that one. But anyways, for that last question that, you know, was thrown out of who wrote the 1981 film, An American Werewolf in London. It was John Landis.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, definitely John Landis. I didn't, it's my uncle.
Oh, I know him. He's my neighbor. Down
John
the block.
Landis. I've heard
it's funny
because
some writers I will get. Other writers, I'm like, I don't know. But I never cared to look up who wrote American Werewolf in London.
No.
Because I remember watching it and going, yeah, okay. Not for me.
Yeah.
Great special effects, though.
Oh, yeah. Love the special effects.
Best transformation scene. In a werewolf movie, 1,000%.
Yeah, yes. I agree.
I can appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's a fine movie.
Yeah. All right. If you guys are feeling up to it and ready, I will start the second round.
What's the score?
Oh, wait. But first, we got to cheers to the second round.
Oh, wait. Let me. Second round. Hey. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So currently at the end of the first round, we have Tommy sitting pretty at 3 and Matt at 2. That half point may save you later, Tommy, but it is in the reserve.
That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck your half a point,
all
right?
All I needed to say was Army of Darkness, and it would be 4-1 right now.
Yes.
But it's not.
It's not.
It is not.
It is not.
All right. You guys ready for the second round?
Woo.
Yes.
All right. Get those shuffled. The Exorcist was the first horror movie to be nominated for what in 1974? Tommy.
Best Picture.
In what?
Oh, I'm sorry. Academy Awards. Oscars,
thank you.
Whatever you...
Good job, Tommy. Another one on the board.
I hate you, Tommy.
Movie
I didn't say what category.
Baby.
It just said for what.
Oh,
award.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That I got it. Yeah. Sorry.
You
I
got
hate
it.
You, Tommy.
Movie guy, baby.
Why are you so angry right now,
you
Matt?
You should have known that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't get a chance to raise my hand, so.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right, give you a chance next time.
You
no,
gotta be quicker
I don't
than
want
that.
Your sympathy hands.
You gotta be quicker.
Sympathy hands.
All right,
just
next
grow
question.
An extra
I'm ready.
Hand, Matt.
I'm ready.
You guys ready?
Yep.
All right. Vincent Price starred in this 1959 ghostly classic and invited 5 people. Tommy, you already have your hand up. I didn't even finish. What is
the
it?
Movie guy,
house,
baby.
What is
it's
it?
House on Haunted Hill.
That is
the
correct.
The movie guy,
Tommy.
Baby. Let's
that
go.
Is correct. My God.
There's a remake also
like
with Tay Diggs in
quick.
It.
It is impressive how fast Tommy knows movies. And that is exactly why he is the movie guy.
Baby.
Baby.
No, I fucking hate him.
I just like the amount of salt.
It's easy. Listen, it's much easier when you're not facing a computer, so.
Yeah, well, yeah. also the quickness of your hands is like, how did she even Google it?
Right, like I didn't even finish that question, and I see this, the little Pennywise already disconnected hand waving at me of like, please. All right. Sounds like Gizmo also wants in on this, but
yes, let's go, Gizmo.
He is not allowed. He doesn't know movies.
Well, can I phone a Gizmo?
You can. Can I phone it may hurt you Gizmo? A lot.
But, yeah, you know, yes, very good.
You can absolutely phone him.
Just don't feed him after midnight.
All right.
Very good.
You guys ready?
Yep.
Matt, I have faith in you, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
I have faith in you for this one.
Thanks.
For the love of God, what movie contains a scene in which a father chases his son around a hedge maze with an axe? Matt.
The Shining.
Good job, Matt. Got another one. Thanks. On the board.
Yeah.
I was going to be so upset. Don't give me that
one either,
upset.
Tommy, you bitch.
What happened?
Did you know that one?
Yes.
Did you know that one? I hate you.
I was going to be so upset if you didn't get it, Matt.
I even gave you thumbs up when she picked you. I was like, yeah.
We had a whole ass episode.
We did.
We had a challenge with it.
We had a whole ass challenge.
Yeah, and I picked The Shining and I won. Remember that for the Who You Got Championship?
And we all agreed it was bullshit, so.
Yeah, well, it's not me. It's the people. I am a people's champion.
That's true. That's true. I can't deny it. It is what it is.
We take that. We take
that. You're still winning on this pop quiz, though. Let's go to the next question.
All right. At the end of the slasher film crossover, Freddy versus Jason, which horror icon walks away? Matt.
All right. Which one walks away? Jason.
Yes.
You got lucky because she
didn't
finish the
question.
That wasn't
even the end of the question, but yes.
Yeah, you got lucky because she didn't finish the question.
Good job.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That was a good
Jason walks away, but Freddy winks.
Yeah. Listen, if you know it and you get it right without me finishing the question, power to you.
Well, yeah. You know
but
what it
sometimes,
is? I'm scared to death that
sometimes
this guy.
That end is the kicker.
That's why I wanted to wait. Yeah. I wanted to wait because she said horror icon, but she never finished. And that's when you raise your hand. And I'm like, all right, let's hope he says Jason. Then she goes,
I did
no.
say horror icon walks.
You did say walks.
As
true.
I said away, his hand
his
was
hand
already
went up.
Yeah, when he says walks away, I got it. One of them wins.
One of them wins.
Because the other one doesn't walk away. Because
he only has a head.
Yeah,
definitely. The end of that question was walks away with the other's head.
Yeah. So.
You got it
right there. Yeah, very good, Matt.
You had it.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have come to the final question of the second round.
Good.
The final question of the second round, you guys. Are you ready? The female lead in this film finds herself followed by an invisible force. After sleeping with her boyfriend. Matt.
Yes,
Matt
the invisible man.
No.
Me.
No.
No,
Tommy.
We
Tommy, you have a chance.
Hollow Man. Hollow Man.
It follows.
No, Tommy.
It follows.
Good
we were
job,
just talking
Tommy,
about that.
On the
I should have let it finish.
She was getting to the sleeping part or the sexual part.
Sleeping.
I'm
mad because you got your hands up. But I went,
good job,
no, because you didn't even like this fucking movie. I like this movie.
I know.
Invisible Man. Wait, what?
The fact that he said Invisible Man, I stopped for a minute and I'm like, wait.
Because like they said,
the lead and Invisible Man sleep with her boyfriend?
Like technically he's right. He's not wrong. But
yeah, they slept. Like didn't? Yeah,
they were dating.
Right, but it was her dating him, not.
Yeah, they were
dating.
I mean, they were sleeping together.
They were definitely
not
fucking.
Him following her after she sleeps with a boyfriend.
Technically.
I mean, it's the same person, but
it's like not the you're
movie.
Right.
I get it.
It's nuanced.
He's not wrong.
And then,
he's not wrong.
What else did you say?
I said Hollow Man, which
Hollow
is like
Man.
A weird version was, of it.
I was like, I've never seen Hollow Man. What the fuck is Hollow
you've
Man?
Never seen
Kevin
Hollow
Bacon.
Man.
Kevin Bacon. Oh. Yeah.
Kevin Bacon. That was pretty good. The kills are pretty good.
It's you. All right. You do see Kevin Bacon wiener though, which not
I
a fan.
I don't like that.
Not a fan, but yeah, it's pretty good. The
pretty good movie.
The CGI does not hold up. But yes.
I mean, now I'm just in it for curiosity's sake. Not that I want to.
Put it as a review. As we do a review of it. You could do a review on it
with all the blood. Like they throw the blood on the floor to see the trails like that. That was cool. It was cool.
I like that because you got Hollow Man and then that newer Invisible Man,
which was
fucking awesome.
Really good
with Elizabeth Moss. That was I loved that movie. I thought it was fucking great.
That's what I mean. I've seen Invisible Man. And I was like, what the fuck is Hollow Man?
Oh,
what
yeah.
What am I missing?
No, yep. All right.
But yeah.
Put it on the list of a movie we got to discuss.
The list. Yeah.
It
it's
the
going list in my letterbox.
Put it on the letterbox.
But yeah, right, it follows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it follows. Not.
I'm a little disappointed, Matt. We had a whole panel. So?
Me too, because you watched, you ended up watching it, but you didn't like it.
Yeah, I know. I don't want to talk about it. Let's move on.
We had a whole panel. But you know,
I was just, you know, like, because you had the cards and stuff. I didn't think it was going to be like that new of a movie. Anyway, I just don't want to make any more excuses. Let's just go on.
I'm going to preface this. This game spans from everything. What was the, there was one movie that was like.
Oh, the one with the vines and the plants.
Well, there was one of like I forget what year it was, but it was like talking about a horror book from like 1850.
Jesus.
Or some shit. And then it went all the way to a movie of like, you know, 2021. So it's got some range.
Yeah, it expands.
Nothing is ruled out. Nothing is ruled out.
It expands. That's fair.
Thanks. Thanks for letting me know.
There's all opportunities for you to win this, especially coming up in our third round where we have 10 questions. It is a lightning round. Once again, you guys, there are no hints allowed, and I can only repeat it once if you don't hear it. So okay. I am going to encourage that you guys listen to the full question, just so if you answer it right away, if it is wrong, because there is no stealing. Once when someone gets a question wrong, I put the question aside, move on to the next question. This is the time where you can earn maximum points. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I did that last
Are
time.
You guys ready for the third round of this pop quiz?
Ready.
See.
You guys feeling good?
No.
Yeah. Well, we ended the second round on the board with Tommy with 6 and Matt with 4.
Still close.
There we go.
We're still
so
close.
There is a small gap. Matt, mm-hmm. this is your chance.
Let's do it.
I did it can last
you
time.
On
you
the movie
you can do it.
In trivia.
Baby.
Yep.
Starting the third round. This 2010 movie involved unwilling participants in a Nazi doctor's statistic experiment.
Nazi doctor.
Hmm.
2010?
2010.
Nazi doctor.
Hmm.
I just had like a...
Like this is a toughie.
I had a brain fart. You know, like just everything just stopped. Nazi doctor.
Um,
2010 is decently, unfortunately, but decently recent when it comes to movies.
Mm-hmm. Nazi doctor.
See, that's what's throwing me off, the Nazi part. That's what's killing me right now.
Nazi leading doctor. People, huh? It's an experiment.
You guys got to talk it through. You totally can. I don't mind if you want to converge on questions, but only one person will get the point if you do.
Nazi doctor. Doctor
Satan. I hate that I know this one. Because it's not good.
This one's a toughie. This one's bothering me because...
Yeah.
I don't remember...
Wait, like I'm trying to think of a bunch of movies where like there was people there.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of those. And like... You know, they're not
typically movies happy with
people. They have people, you know, people loving people killing people.
People
and Nazis. That's what's really throwing me off is the Nazi part
that's
right
what's
here.
Messing me up.
You want the question one more time?
I mean,
all right, read it one more time.
Okay.
Again, I can only repeat it one more time.
One more time. Just read it one more time.
This 2010 movie involved unwilling participants in a Nazi doctor's sadistic experiments.
Yeah, I can't think of one participant. 2010.
All right. That's a call. Nobody's got it.
I got it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Moving on. Next question.
Oh, no answer. Okay.
No answer.
I get the answer at the end.
Okay.
Because if I tell you, then, you know.
Then you're going to kill us. I get it.
Maybe. All right. In the movie 28 Days Later, what was the name of the virus that turned most people into flesh-hungry zombies?
Oh, the name of the... Damn it.
I don't know the name of the virus.
I would like to reiterate that Mr. Malave had an entire episode about zombies, and really upset because I love that episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I don't think we discussed the name of the actual specific virus.
No, but that tells me that he likes zombie movies.
He does. He loves the zombie movies. That's for sure. Mr. Malave, you do love zombie movies.
I do. I do. And unlike, you know, Resident Evil and them. Wait, hold on. I know this. I fucking know this. So, Resident Evil, that's the T virus.
That's the T virus.
And that's because of cancer thing for last. Oh, I know it. I know it.
What is it?
Rage virus.
I will give that to you. Yes.
Okay.
It is the rage. But yes.
Okay.
Very nice.
But rage virus. Good job, Matt.
Ooh, I had to work through some shit in my head.
Sometimes
hey,
you
just talk
gotta
it through
talk. You just
with yourself
talk it through.
And you fucking got it. Mm-hmm. And I'm so proud.
Very good.
Especially because it's closing in the gap between you and Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. There we go.
This is what I mean, the lightning round.
That German one's still bothering me right now, that Nazi movie.
Yeah, me too.
It's okay.
Me
You'll
too.
Get it. You'll get the answer at the end. All right. What 2010 psychological horror film contains a sun that astral projects into a realm called The Further? Matt.
Insidious.
Good job, Matt. Look
Thank
at
you.
That. We are tied up right now.
Here
you
he
guys.
Comes.
It is getting to
He's
it.
He's starting to come back.
Mm-hmm,
Moving on.
I'm surprised you didn't know that, Tommy.
I Don't did.
His hand went right on my fingers, but you got it first, Matt.
Yeah.
All right. In what movie does the government sanction an annual 12-hour period? Tommy.
Purge.
Good job,
you bitch. You got it faster than me.
I did.
You got it faster than me,
I did.
Bitch.
I did. My hand went up.
That was really
my
quick.
My hand went
the
up
minute,
faster the last time.
The minute Tommy's hand went up, Matt's was like halfway up. I always wait till it gets about here where I can see it clearly. So even if you're like here, but somebody's already here, they got it first.
Yeah.
But it's okay. You guys are getting good. Ready?
Let's go.
What snack is Tallahassee searching for in the movie Zombieland? Matt, or not Matt, sorry, Tommy.
No, that was Tommy.
Twinkies.
Good job, Tommy.
He put his hand right up. And
Tommy
like,
got
I
his hand up
too.
First.
Like,
the minute you moved, it turned
when
your
she
my,
said, when she
screen
said,
over to
when,
Matt.
When
like,
she
I
said
saw
Matt,
Tommy.
I'm like, no.
No.
I'm watching him too.
Down by that time.
I'm watching him too.
I saw Tommy's hand go up, and then the minute Matt's went up, it changed my screen. Because Zoom's just like, oh, whoever's talking or whoever moves last. But like I'm looking at up at the top, and I see Tommy, and then just Matt comes over so slowly.
No, that was at that point. I
were
tried to
like,
go faster, then I was just putting my hand down.
Yeah. His hand back
just
down.
Like, he beat me on the hand.
That was a Tommy. Good job, Tommy. Another one on the board.
I hate you, Tommy.
The Nazi thing is still bothering me. By the way,
yeah. All right.
Don't worry. When
points,
I tell
then,
you know? The whole thing will bother you. All right. In the movie. What, hello? Sorry.
Hi.
In the movie Devil, where were the five characters trapped?
That was Matt.
Matt
had his fist up, so I'll give it to him.
I was going to say, I saw a fist.
He,
but
put
no
his
fingers.
He did put his fist up.
Yeah.
We will count the fist.
Elevator.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, Matt. Another
that
one of the
great.
That yeah, that's
so
a fun
good.
Movie. We were just talking about that movie.
We were.
It's funny because it keeps popping up and I'm like, I know I watched it. I know what happens.
Mm-hmm.
I know the ending.
It's the old lady.
Don't remember watching
Why
it.
Am I missing the whole first half of the fucking movie in my brain?
That's an M. Night Shyamalan movie.
That was probably one of his
that's,
best ones.
That, I would put that up there as at least top three.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that seems about
right. At least. I think that one's my second favorite.
I think so too. I think Signs is up there, obviously.
Yeah.
Sixth Sense.
Oh, wait, no, Sixth Sense. Sorry, I forget about that movie.
Yeah,
that
everybody, one. Oh, because he's number one.
I forgot
shit.
That was a Shyamalan film.
Yeah, yeah, that's number the first one. Then it's Signs. Then it's Devil.
Yeah.
That's
you also got to think Unbreakable is really good. Split was really good.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting those are his.
Yeah, they're, yeah, and even if he's a writer on it, like, it still technically counts. Because I don't know if it's he directed movie, Devil, but I know he was, like, the writer.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Devil is a Shyamalan film. Shyamalama Ding Dong.
I'll give it to him.
I liked it.
And I got the point.
It's a fun movie.
Good movie.
No, but I'm getting that.
You got the fist up. It was like,
that's
power.
Why I saw this and I'm like, he got the fist up. Yeah, we'll count it.
Mm-hmm. Fight the powers that be.
Anyways.
The devil.
Ooh. What classic horror movie is set in Haddonfield, Illinois? Tommy.
Halloween.
Bitch.
Good job.
I think that was Matt's favorite movie.
That was a tie.
It was just a couple seconds before you. I watched.
I gave you that fist.
That was a tie.
I gave you that fist.
All right.
Give him half a point for it, just because it's his favorite movie.
You know what?
Thanks.
Tell me your favorite scene from the first Halloween. I'll give you half a point.
My favorite scene?
Yeah, just your favorite scene, Matt.
Honestly, I love the beginning. Like, my favorite scene in the beginning, just like when he puts the mask on, that first person view is actually like transcending. I feel like, you know, when he has the first person, then he puts the mask on, then you have the view from the eye holes. And I think that scene is perfect. He kills his sister and then you finally get a different scene when they pull the mask off. I think that was probably my favorite scene in Halloween and probably in like horror cinema, to tell you the truth.
Fair.
I like it. I will give you half the point for that.
Boom.
It may save you.
Maybe.
Fuck that. It ain't counting if it's going to save them. You get a point for liking something? That's cool.
I mean, it doesn't stack up to your half a point, Tommy.
I'm still worried about the Nazi film right now.
He's not going to be able to get it out of his head.
No, not until I find out.
He's going to watch it after this episode.
Wow. Probably.
when I tell you, it might just...
He's going to get a little high.
I might still watch it, though, so...
You might
get a little high and watch it.
It might scare you if you get a little high and watch it.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. You guys were on the last three questions of the third round.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Nice.
It is getting gritty. And I feel like you guys are up for this. So the last three questions, I'll give them. And then I will go back and give you guys a guess at the first one.
The Nazi one?
Yeah.
I don't know the answer.
I'll just give you a guess.
But I don't know the answer. So my guess won't
Your
make
guess
sense.
Might be the answer. You
There's
don't
no
know.
Way. There's no way. There's no way. I would have guessed already by now.
No, but I'll give you time to ruminate on it.
I have to focus on the other three questions.
That's what I'm saying at the end. I'll give you time to ruminate on it.
Fuck. All right.
But all right.
I'm thinking about that question again.
Movie box cover shows one of the title bad guys popping out of a toilet? Tommy.
Ghoulies.
Good job, Tommy.
Ghoulies.
Ah.
It was like kind of like a Gremlins kind of thing they were trying to do.
Yeah.
Okay. Like troll Gremlins. The Garbage Patch Kids. What were they called?
Mm-hmm.
The Garbage Pail Kids.
Sorry, yeah, because the Cabbage Patch Kids and then the Garbage Pail Kids. Yeah, so that was kind of like that. It's stupid. It's not good.
Mm. No, but you got it.
Blockbuster.
Just from the cover.
Blockbuster, all the time.
Good old Blockbuster. I miss it.
Me too.
Every day.
All right. What was the name of the cat in Pet Sematary?
Ah.
Not Cider.
No, not Cider.
But that was the cat from... Wait, which one? The original? Well, I think it was the same name.
Well, I think it has to be the original.
Same name.
Though. Same name. Because it was a remake, so they would use the same name.
Yeah. Ooh. It has to...
It's a human name.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's a human name.
I think it has
like you're
to
onto something, Matt.
It has to deal with something spiritual. Oh.
What is it, Matt?
Church.
Good job, Matt. Yeah, got point for the board.
Oh, very good.
Church.
It is church. Very good.
I was like, it has to do with something spiritual. That was like kind of like the point in a way, because they kept saying like church or like spirits or God or like with the cat, and it was like church.
It is
my
church.
Thinking process.
That was
weird.
Good. Yeah.
Church. That was good. That was good.
Man. Winston Churchill.
You talked yourself through it. You fucking got it.
Yeah.
We have reached the last question.
Oh, no.
And I hope you guys understand everything's riding on this one. Personally, not for the challenge. There's a lot of tick marks under someone's name. Who wrote the short story on which the film Children of the Corn was based? Got to give that one to Tommy. Hand was up.
Fuck you.
It was Mr. Stephen King.
Yes, it was, Tommy. It was. Stephen King.
He also did Pet Cemetery.
Yeah, he sure did.
And probably that Nazi movie that I still...
Two Stephen King questions to end the damn quiz.
That's good. That's strong.
You never know with this. You never know with this.
Fuck, that Nazi movie is really bothering me, though.
All right.
You said it was a bad movie, though, right?
I didn't say it was a bad movie.
I thought you said it was bad.
A bad movie. No, she just said it's a Nazi movie like a Nazi guy grabbing people beyond their will, like some shit like that. It wasn't nothing about bad or good.
I just said you might not like it when I give you the answer.
Yeah.
Like I won't like the movie or I won't like the fact that I didn't know the answer?
Both.
Okay. So that means you're claiming it's a bad movie.
I didn't say it was bad.
Do you think it's a bad movie?
Are you asking the person who watches bad movies for fun if it's a bad movie?
Yes.
No?
Okay.
Hmm.
I still don't know it, so it's bothering me.
Definitely.
Well, I can tally up the points right now and call it, or you guys can have the chance to get this as a bonus. You want me to read the question and call it a bonus?
Yeah.
All right. This 2010 film involved unwilling participants in a Nazi doctor's sadistic experiments.
Nazi experiments 2010.
Can we ask like questions for hints?
Since it's a bonus, I will allow it.
All right. Is it like the experiments were like zombies?
No.
I'm done.
I'm trying to envision this right now, and because it's unwilling, so they're being kidnapped or some shit. But you're saying it's experiments. So.
One of the biggest. Yeah, I think instead of focusing on the Nazi part, because it was...
That's what's throwing me off.
Mentioned twice, like, don't focus on that. Focus on the unwilling participants in sadistic experiment.
Okay, I have a question.
Yeah.
Is anybody famous in this movie?
Mm-hmm.
Like, cast-wise, is there, like, somebody that's famous? Or is it mostly just no-named kind of people?
I feel like you would know better than me because you are the movie guy. And when I watched this movie, I didn't know any.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I think I might know it. The guy that's playing the doctor is not German, though. In real life, he is an Italian actor. Is it the Human Centipede?
It is the Human Centipede.
Because that's why I kept saying Nazi, because I always thought that guy, because he's Italian. He's a legitimate, like, Italian actor. So that's what I'm saying. The Nazi thing threw me off. But the unwilling, Human Centipede.
It is the Human Centipede.
You know what? I don't like this bonus question. You can throw it away.
The bonus is just personal. It doesn't go into the points.
And it's funny because once you mentioned to get rid of like the Nazi part, the first thing that popped in my head was the human centipede.
Yeah.
Because
when
like,
you kept saying
but
the Nazi is throwing me off, the Nazi's throwing
that's
me
what
off.
Was
like,
throwing
stop
me off.
Focusing on the Nazi, because it was mentioned, but it doesn't matter if he's a Nazi or not. Because
I never looked at him as a Nazi, like, you know,
because
like,
they
the
mentioned
character.
Like, oh, he was doing this as an experiment. You know, he is a Nazi and he's been doing this as an experiment or like planning for it for a while. But it's like, it, even if you took out that he was a Nazi, it doesn't change the movie at all.
Right, that's what I mean. That's why,
at
and
all,
he's not a German actor, so
he doesn't need to be a Nazi for this
movie
to
happen. I was focusing on the Nazi thing more. That's why I asked the zombie question, because there's a movie called like Dead Snow.
Oh,
or Snow Dead. Or
that's a Nazi movie.
So when you asked, I knew where your head was at. Mm-hmm.
And
it was
I'm
a good
like,
question
wait,
to ask.
Maybe that's that, because there's a bunch of kids like students ship there beyond their will. Like there was like all that shit, and I was like, fuck. That's why I asked.
That's why I asked if anybody.
It was a good question to ask.
That's why I asked if anybody was famous in it, because the fact that you responded, I think you would know more because of the movie thing. And I'm like, okay, so that guy I know is famous, but not in America, and the other three are not famous at all. So that's why I was like, it's got to be me. Yeah, it's the human centipede.
And see, that's the thing. You asking that question, you would know more than me, because I don't know who's famous overseas. I don't know in foreign films who's considered famous. Mm-hmm. You're the movie guy. You know.
I don't know all of that, but I know that I remember when I watched Human Centipede and I seen that guy, I was like, that guy is fucking like sadistic and gross, but he's a really good actor. Mm-hmm. And then I looked it up and I was like, oh yeah, he's an Italian actor and he's very famous like in Europe.
Yeah.
That's why that movie was so popular, too, because that fucking guy is, like, really popular in Europe.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know a single person in that movie. I just remember watching it. And again, I wouldn't call it a bad movie, because it's not, you know...
It's not a bad movie.
Bad.
It's gross,
so
but it's not
like,
a bad movie.
It's disturbing.
Yes.
But I wouldn't say it's bad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a definite C. You gotta see it.
I don't know about the other two, but
no,
you know.
Don't want bleh, the second one was so gross. Yeah,
I don't know about the sequels. The first one for sure.
Yes.
First one is definitely one time watch.
Question in parentheses made sure to say the first sequence. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was what the
gotta,
movie was called.
Gotta give it to you. But all right, that concludes round three, and I am going to tally up the points. You guys, great job.
That was fun.
I tally them up. I know who won, Matt, but I want to tally up to see, you know, how much.
How many days?
Just for this, you know, we're going to tally up the points, and I will give you your grade for this pop quiz.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
I thought grades didn't matter.
They don't.
That's the
best part.
They do now.
For your clout.
Hey, you got a title. I got a, you know. I'm good at tests. I'm a good test taker. I'm the good test taker, all right? You're good at the sports. I'm good at the tests.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take that win.
It's a win. I have better grades than you do.
You guys, I like to say, you both got 100% on this.
Thank you. You may not
have won the little challenge, but you both got 100% on this pop quiz. You know, you participated. You both were eager to answer. You both gave good dialogue as far as trying to talk out your answers when necessary. So, you know, I appreciate both of you for doing that. And again, the other half of the grade was just showing up, and you did that. So you both passed this pop quiz.
Boom.
Flying colors. And I hope you learned something from it, too.
Mm-hmm.
With the tallies, it wasn't that big of a gap.
No, it felt close.
It was very close.
It definitely was close.
Even if I take out the half points, because it's, you know, it didn't make or break anybody as tiebreaker. But, you know, Tommy, you got 11. Since the bonus question wasn't involved in your points, you got 11.
Okay.
And Matt, you got 8.
Nice.
That's good.
Solid.
It's a good battle.
That's a nice fight.
It's solid. You know, I truly appreciate just you guys being here to play, because it's always fun. And also, I learned things from it. You know, I didn't know that guy in Human Centipede was famous in Europe. So, you know.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know.
Yep. You found out
and
my favorite
Italian.
Scene in Halloween. You know?
Absolutely.
And
getting your favorite scene in Halloween.
And you got a point for it, too. You got a half a point.
Yeah. Well, and it absolutely makes a difference to me, like what your favorite scene is, because I looked at that scene differently. But when you were talking about it being your favorite scene, maybe in just horror in general, it kind of puts it in a different light, you know? Like going back and looking at that scene, it is the pinnacle point of Halloween.
Yeah, it's almost like you get into, because after that they like kind of tell you about like his the devilish blackish eyes and stuff like that. So we're seeing him from afar now, but that was the only time that we kind of like got to be a part of like him,
We
like
were
in a
Michael.
way, and like, you know, be a part of like what he's seeing and everything else. I just thought that was kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah, 100%. But all right, guys, since we are wrapping up class here, I know the bell's about to ring, but thank you again for coming to the pop quiz. Again, you guys aced it, and to appreciate the pop quizzes for what they are, it's just about loving horror. You don't have to study for it. You don't have to get a letter grade for it. It just matters that you show up and you love horror and you participate, and it's a lot of fun to do that. And I appreciate all of the enthusiasm for them, whether it's hatred for your opponent, even though it's not really a contest. But it's something I like to do with you guys because I learn from it as well. So I'm hoping you guys learned from it too. And I hope you guys at home learned from it too. And again, if there's a certain trivia question you have specifically that you would like me to ask, send it to me. I'll include it in the next pop quiz. If somebody is interested in coming on and doing the pop quiz with these guys, hit us up on the socials. Show me that you've enrolled already. I'll get
Bring
you on
it.
here. We'll do a pop
You
quiz.
gotta bring it, okay? Bring it, and
Bring
bring
it
your
in.
student ID badge too, but you gotta bring it
But
because,
leave your Google computer at home,
yeah,
all right?
please leave your Googles and your fucking phones. Like, no phones allowed. Nobody cheating on this shit.
Yeah, because it's not gonna make or break you. And if you win by, using Google, we're just gonna,
Takes away the fun
yeah, right. You
and
fail the
the
it's
purpose.
no
You fail
longer
the pop
fun.
quiz,
It's not
really.
fun
That
and
is
take
how you
away the
fail a pop
purpose.
quiz.
Come on.
It's not necessary.
Be better than that.
But anyways, before we say see ya, I want to throw the mic over to you guys. Let everybody know what's up. Say your goodbyes. We'll start with our champ over there in the corner, Mr. Malave.
Yes. So yes, I love that you said the champ, right? Because regardless of what happened here between me and Tommy, we all know that when it comes to the actual competition of the Who You Got challenge, he is by far the biggest loser. Yeah, I had fun, even though I wasn't ready for this pop quiz, and I always hate taking tests.
It's quite of a
But
pop
there's
quiz.
always one every semester, and it just so happens that I was here for it this time. But I had fun, and I am proud of those 8 questions that I've gotten correct. And I worked through some of those stuff. This just goes to show you that, like, just because we're in night school horror and we are presenting this show, doesn't mean that we know everything, but we do know a lot. You know what I mean? Which is what I love. And I had fun. So thank you guys. And till next class, I'll see you guys soon. Peace.
Absolutely, Matt. And again, it's not like you didn't get the other questions wrong. You were just not quicker than Tommy's hand to put it up.
You're just not
You
fast enough.
probably got a lot more than you think. But it's okay.
Yeah,
It's
Tommy's
got to be
a
quicker
little
than that.
quick.
Got to be
Yeah,
quicker than that.
you gotta be quicker than that.
But let's throw it over to our residential movie guy, Bebe.
Baby. Yes, this was good. I am currently the pop quiz champion because Mr. Malave is a champion. I gotta be a champion too. And of course, the movie guy, baby. Yeah, this was great. This was fun. I always love nice old brain teases. I love being able to challenge myself in movie questions. And, you know, and now I know the writer of American, you know, Werewolf in London, the Werewolf in London movie. What was it? Joe Landis? John Landis?
John Landis.
John Landis. So,
John Laurinaitis.
John Laurinaitis. That's how I'm going to remember it. John Laurinaitis, John Landis. So, next pop quiz, if you ask me again, like the Willow situation, I'm going to remember John Landis. Yeah, still, again, bring it on. Anybody wants to come on, you know, Movie Guy Baby here is ready to go and challenge you. And Mr. Malave, he did a very good job as well. Again, you got to be quick, man. You got to be fast,
Yeah, just be
you
quick.
know, and that's all. Because I know I had to get my hand up, and your hand was following right behind it. So there's a huge possibility this could have been a completely different game. But it was a lot of fun. And yeah, can't wait for next class. Very excited. And of course, they have to know they have to enroll with Night School Horror. Very important. Make sure you enroll. Go ahead and don't forget to rate us. And don't forget to drop those comments. Let people know they need to enroll with Night School Horror because there's more coming and a lot more to come. So we're very excited about that.
There is so much more coming, you guys. I'm super excited for all of it. And again, if you want to jump on here and be a part of all of the madness, you guys got to enroll. Hit us up on the social medias. Show us that you've enrolled with your student ID badge. If you could send me a screenshot that you've enrolled, if you haven't had the pleasure of seeing us at a convention yet to get your student ID badge, you know, just hit us up on the socials. Show me what you got, because we can have a lot of fun here and you guys can be involved in all of the fun. But until then, stay creepy.